Blog Talk Radio.
Let me blow this bitch, I'm famous, I blame this on you. Cash in the favorite hand, get my penthouse roof. Skyline the clearest, watch it, your optics popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, head with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything, got that. Oh, oh, collard greens, 3 degrees low, make it hot for me, drop that. Oh, oh,
admonishing on Sunday.
What happened?
Our open.
What happened?
I don't know if that's up to Christy's standards of our open. She mocked us for our shitty.
I don't know. I'm not
Sunday.
Even sure Christy's here. We have a strange number that I don't recognize. Christy, are you with us?
No.
No.
Strange man.
Damn, Christy, you got a great fucking deep voice.
It's a man.
What?
It's a man.
Andrew Spablano?
Who is it? Is that
yes.
Vincent? Vincent, is that you? Vinny T?
Poblano?
This is Christy.
That's Andrew.
I've been taking testosterone.
Nice. I think that's Vinny T. I think I recognize his voice. What's up, Ben? How you been, man?
Hey, how are you? I'm nowhere near Vinny T at all.
Okay, who are you then?
I'm Andrew.
It's Andrew Spano, the homeboy that got me on stage today.
Oh yeah, no, I thought he'd sound a little more Hispanic based on the the videos I saw of him. But
you thought I would sound more Hispanic.
Yes.
Why?
Because you look like a lot of Bronx kids that Louis had sex with over the years.
Because they were fewer stealing things. Is that the answer?
Do Hispanics look like curly-haired Jews? I guess you grew up in a strange part of town, my friend.
There are quite a lot of curly-haired Puerto Ricans in the Bronx. So yeah, a lot of them.
The nose it tells them apart.
Well, if you were to go by the nose, both Lou and I would be super Jewish.
Yes, I still believe Lou is Jewish.
I've gotten that a little more recently, which was never the case before.
Really?
Did you have somebody come up to you?
Because of your nose. I'm talking about because of the fact that you don't like to spend any money.
Oh.
because he's a cheap bastard. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Let's see.
Oh, there's Christy. Hold on. There she is. Christy, thanks for joining us, Christy. We appreciate it when all of our hosts appear. We like that.
I'm sorry, I got pulled over.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either.
I was picking up weed.
No, I got pulled over.
Were you peeing black in a non-black zone?
No, he was actually just informing me that my brake light's out.
Wow.
You didn't get beaten?
Oh, nice.
No, not this time, thank God.
Yeah,
how'd
that happen? How'd you manage that?
I step on the street and my car searched and impounded.
Hmm.
I mean, it didn't
happen. We have a very special guest on the show today, Christy. Not to minimize your racial pain, which is exactly what I want to do. Lou... Andrew, where are you Italian, Andrew? I mean, Spano is Italian around where we're from. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Italian and Sicilian. I was just going to say that it's nice, it must be nice to be a girl to get pulled over. They informed her brake lights were out. I like how
informed
girls. I get a fucking ticket.
They
gets
politely informed her as opposed to being like, hey, dick face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
It helped that I had a skirt on, too. So he was like,
there you go.
Nice. I'm aware of skirt, too.
My
balls out.
Christy does have some
It's funny. Whenever
when
I wear a skirt,
them.
I never get pulled over. It's always something like, whatever.
Well, to be fair,
I'm
going to
wear
you
till it
kills from
now on.
When you're wearing a skirt, Nick, most cops don't want to go anywhere near you. They know what's under there.
Big honking ball.
And by the way, Mike,
to answer your
question you texted me, I'm not completely sober yet, so you're welcome.
Drinking at
sober?
10 a.m. on a Wednesday, is that?
I was hanging out with my new sugar mama.
Really? Sugar mama.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone getting laid for once.
That sounds like the guy who had the foot fetish when I called in last time. Is that him?
Yeah, that's
Wait, no.
Same guy.
I do not have the foot fetish.
Foot fetish.
The other people who were at the same place I was at who had the foot fetish. I do not have a foot fetish. Not that I'm judging people who have a foot fetish. I'm just saying that I do not have one.
Yeah, you are. You're judgmental and you have a foot fetish.
Listen, if I had a foot fetish, I'd be the first to admit it. I have zero shame at this point. So
just admit it.
Actually, that's why he left, because he doesn't have a foot fetish, because he went fetish party, ass fetishes, which
and
is what
and I turned down
much,
I turned down plenty of feet.
The show has except for Christy. And
I hate feet.
Yeah,
they didn't get I guess drool on that.
What's good? Who's got the shitty landline here?
Not me. I'm driving.
Mike,
I was gonna say, I'm in my normal windy zone because you know.
I think Mike is gone.
What is it about feet that you like so much?
There you go.
Hello?
Mike, what is it about feet that you like so much?
Yeah,
I don't
know what's the thing. What is it about feet that you like so much? I called up twice before, and all I heard was you talking about feet.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I don't have anything. I have no yearning towards feet. Like, if that's somebody else's thing, that's great. But I personally don't care. I can take or leave feet. If a girl wants me to suck on her toes, I'll suck on her toes. But I'm not like, oh, my God, baby, I don't want to fuck her son. I just want to fuck her toes and have you jerk me up to the foot. Like, that's not really my thing.
So wait, you could take or leave feet. So you're telling me you'd date a girl with no feet that walked on her ankle?
Yes.
Well,
are you telling me?
I can't say that for sure, but it, come on. You can't take anything that anybody says on the show literally. You should know better than that.
No, I take you very seriously.
I will. I can and I will. You can't miss me.
I love him.
Where's Mr. Lou? Is Mr. Lou here?
I'm here. Yeah, definitely.
Big Lou's here.
Thank you for inviting me on, Mr. Lou. I appreciate it.
Oh, you got it, man.
Nice to be
Andrew
around.
You got a new album out. What's it? Is it just your comedy? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I just dropped a comedy album that I think five people give a shit about in the world. Four of them being my
Well, that's life. Okay. That's... Four of them are probably listening to the show right now.
Yeah, four of them are on. Right.
Yeah, no, we just did a show at the old Canal.
So you have as much of an audience as we do.
Yeah, we'll be fans of each other. This will be great.
There
you go.
Isn't that the way the economy works?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think so.
Yeah, you could...
Well, I hope you have better luck with your family than we do here, because so far the only person I've ever got to listen to the show is my mom, and it was just so she could come on so we could Mother's Day to her. Nobody else.
I really can't get anybody to listen. I told you, I ran into somebody on the street the other day, and she, like, literally, like, on while we're on the air, she's like, oh, yeah, I heard about that show. Don't listen to it. I'm like, yeah, thanks.
Go have your little bullshit show. I will say that Andrew has skills in convincing people to come out to his show. Got good support base. Got a good show. A couple weeks ago, the whole family came out and the friends and.
Yeah, we had a good turnout. We had about
Andrew, I got a good question
there.
For you.
Yeah.
And how good is Lou at giving head?
Lou is substandard, but we're working on it. It's a work in progress.
I think if Lou ever was to get his head, it would be a very, like, lazy blowjob where, like, he gets, like, 30 seconds, he looks at you, and you're like, all right, come on, are you done yet?
That's
like, you have no patience for, like, holding out.
There's, like, a half-ass blowjob, maybe a little bit of teeth involved.
It's like, after a minute, like, if you're looking at the person, like, all right, come on, dude, hurry up and finish.
Yeah, and I tell him, you know, he's got to, you know, he's got to get it wet. And he just ends up drooling as opposed to spitting. And it's just
one of the big problems is that you have to wipe away the cheese doodle crumbs and the wheat thin, dust to even get your dick in. You know what I'm saying?
I have to put a bib on him every time we do it.
Yes,
it's becoming an ordeal now.
And you kind of have to like wait and like jump into his mouth like in between him shoveling cupcakes into it. You know what I mean?
I need more frosting. Hurry up and finish.
pretty much.
I'm sorry I didn't hear any of this conversation. I was too busy sucking dick. What?
You're better off.
That's how she gets out of those tickets. Nice. Mm. Nicely done.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
So anyway, We actually had some stuff to get to, so we should probably move along to that. Andrew, if you want to stick around for that, that'd be great. If you don't, fuck you.
Nice.
In advance.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me. So, I'll be listening on. Thank you for having me. You guys can all go fuck yourselves, and it was nice meeting you, in a way.
Hell yes.
You too.
All right.
Word up.
Lou, he's not as bad as you said he was, Lou.
Nah. Yeah, I'll be good. I was just saying he's a piece of shit because, yeah, we're all pieces of shit, so I want to get him on the show. So.
Hey, you none keep fucking those easy feet, buddy. Get that dude some.
By the way, Lou's talking up. See, I expected him to talk you up a lot more, but in Lou's classic method of doing anything, it was really lazy. It was kind of like, yeah, Andrew.
Lou's way of talking somebody up.
Hey.
Well, I'm glad he didn't talk.
He was like,
can you
call into my show? I have a radio show.
There is a monthly show every month at the Old Canal Inn, and I'm going to have it. It's like an open mic. Anyone can go, comic, musician, poet, and you can go in and have 8 minutes and do whatever the fuck you want. So go to the site for more info.
Mike, can you just do 8 minutes where you just, like, pull down your pants and just stick your asshole at people, like that guy who, like, lets people gaze at him for eight minutes. Can you just gaze at your asshole for 8 minutes?
That's pretty much what my act was when I was doing stand-up. That's pretty much what it was.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.
All right. Yeah, Andrew. Thanks for calling, man.
Later, guys.
Very good.
8 minutes is a lot of time on stage.
After six minutes of being on the show, I want to commit suicide and take you all with me. So I sincerely doubt any of us could get through 8 minutes of material on a stage.
Yeah, I went on last Friday, and I was only halfway through. Be surprised about
really?
8 minutes.
Well, what I'm saying is most open mics, they give you five. Maybe six, 8 minutes is quite generous.
Half of Louis' set is shuffling around and saying a lot. So
I really think you should just stare at the audience for 8 minutes and see like how long it takes for them to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, see, actually, Andy Kaufman used to do that. He did exactly that. He would get up and not say anything to the audience for like 20 minutes until a lot of people left. Andy Kaufman was a genius at pissing people off. No one on the history of this planet has ever pissed as many people off at the same time as him without actually hurting them.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, without doing anything justifying their hatred and vitriol. Yeah, exactly. Like, he just pushed people's butt.
I don't think he was particularly funny, but...
No, he wasn't funny, but he was very good at annoying people, which I have to respect because so am I.
Right.
So Christy, do you want to do a couple of things that I had on the agenda, which to be honest with you, I had a long work day and I had about 5 minutes to put the show together, so I just picked some shit. Nothing that I really care about. Tikrit in Iraq was taken over by insurgents, which is no big surprise because there's no reason for us to be there. They don't want us there. Goodbye. The end.
Just let them fight it out. The war's gone on for over a decade. After this point, it's a lost cause. Just say fuck it and just let them go. We've lost too much money, too many lives, and it was fruitless from the start. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's any. Are there any American troops there?
They're still there.
Yeah, there's still an American presence in Iraq, of course.
I thought we pulled out of there.
No, we're drawing down slowly.
We don't ever completely pull out of anywhere, which is a lot like guys in the ghetto. You know, they just kind of linger in the pussy for a while.
I'm like, oh, no, I didn't come inside you.
That is a uniquely American trait. We don't pull out for shit. I'm proof positive.
So, Christy, what would you do if you were banging a dude? you know, and you were doing the pull-out method. And then you feel it, and you're like, did you just come inside me? And he's like, no, don't worry, baby. That's just piss.
Oh. Funny story. I did that exact thing happened, and, you know, it was just...
How does that happen?
Because you, all right, look. All
right.
A girl knows when a guy's done. You know what I mean? And it's
right.
Just like,
you know
just
what
like,
though? I'm gonna counter that. I've faked orgasm in a girl before. Like, oh yeah, I came and I didn't. I just wanted to get done with. You know what I mean?
I was gonna do that if it ever took me more than 15 seconds to come.
Right.
Well, to be fair, most of Louis' sexual encounters have been mercy fucks on both parts.
Right.
And what happened was that I literally like jumped
they
back
actually,
like turning
see, Louis,
from the matrix.
Louis' sexual encounters usually end up in both of them faking orgasms.
Get me out of this room as soon as possible. By any means
necessary. Why did we do this? Why did we do this?
Right.
If you guys had just stopped and looked at each other and said, why did we do this? Then you wouldn't have had to deal with the fake orgasms and shit. Mm. But, you know, we're not a community.
Well, sometimes you get fooled, like, by a person's, like, appearance until you see them naked. Like, sometimes you might be like, wow, that person has a really nice body. And then they like, take off their clothes and like, it's kind of baggy titties and flabby ass. Like, that's...
wow, you just summed up every time I took my clothes off.
Right. You and me both,
faggy.
Brother. I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Faggy titties.
Flabby ass.
Ass.
So, Christy
without
going into too much detail, Christy, because I think we have enough material to prosecute you with from the shit that you've revealed on the show. Some guy said he was done, or you thought he was done, and you're like, what the fuck? And he was like, nah, I just peed in you.
That never happened.
Well, that's what
I just said. All right, look.
Yeah, listen, whenever anybody pees on me, like, we both know it going in. That's not a surprise.
That's an automatic fight. That's an automatic, like, I'm going to whoop your ass now. You know what I mean? I'm going to... Go! I just automatically slipped into blind rage.
Okay, so if you didn't get peed in, then your story isn't relevant because that's what I just said. That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you meant bust in, but that's
no.
That happens.
Please, I think that's happened. That's happened. The guys have busted in me a bunch of times. I mean, it's no big deal. It happens.
I was gonna ask, anyone ever get peed on besides Mike?
Not
well,
by accident.
Mickey usually pays for that.
I peed on somebody.
Yeah,
right. I accidentally peed on somebody before.
I see.
But you've never been paid to pee on somebody.
I never was the recipient. I was the giver.
Well,
has anyone ever asked you to pee on them?
Pay an agent to pee on me right now, like as soon as the show is over.
Dude, they'll shit on you for free.
Nah, I don't want anybody to shit on me, but I'll take a shit.
God, we've wasted so much time on the show. So, Christy, the other topic that I had was that Berg, the exchange, the prisoner exchange. But to be honest, I don't really care about that at all, not even a little bit. I don't care what his history was. I don't care that they traded Taliban soldiers. I personally don't give two shits about any of that. So,
I was going to bring this up last week because it's one of those things where, like, I feel like there are too many people that don't know the whole situation. Like, there are a bunch of people like, oh my God, thank God he was released and blah blah blah. And then you hear that, oh well, we had to let go five of their prisoners in exchange for him, and then people go, oh my God, well, that's way too much of a price. And then the other side, people go, well, there were six people that got killed looking for him, so it kind of evens out. And it just seems like there's very much, I wouldn't even say misinformation, I would say lack of information. Like, I feel like we all, like, a lot of people don't know everything that went into this whole situation. But a lot of people are just hearing, like, bits and pieces here and there and not making a full assessment of the situation.
Um, I'm wondering, are there any other people that are missing? Are there other prisoners?
Of course there are.
Probably. I'm sure there are, yeah. Listen, oh, of course me. What do I know? I thought we were America,
Jesus
number one.
Jesus Christ, who's being hunted down by the cops?
Who's running away from the cops?
Not me.
Christ.
There we go.
Yeah,
not me.
It's New Rochelle. What do you expect?
You guys, both of you motherfuckers need to buy like one of those background noise cancelers. This shit is out of control. Out of control.
It's not me,
No, somebody's either telling you the price for a bag of weed in the background, your kids are screaming, or you're ordering some fucking food for your 8 million kids at fucking Taco Smell. Mickey's either getting raped, getting on a bus, being chased by the cops.
Right. If that's you with background noise, it's like wind or sirens, it's probably me. I'll take responsibility.
Jesus
for that.
Christ. The two of you.
That used to be me with the phone problem. No.
I was frying chicken. I will cop to that. No,
you've been doing more than just frying chicken. You have done every stereotypically black thing that you could possibly do on this show.
I know,
watermelon, drowning.
On the show, right.
Buying cases of grape soda, fucking frying chicken, getting pulled over by the cops.
Honestly, the frying chicken was my favorite, but yeah, today being pulled over was a pretty good stereotype. That was
pretty good one.
That was unavoidable, apparently.
That was unavoidable.
Christy's been on, just to let everybody know, Christy's been on kind of an anti-white people tear lately, which I'm 100% behind, by the way.
Yeah, white people are terrible. Everybody knows that.
100% behind, but spurred this? I know you've always had a bit of, you know, your granddad's anti-honky agenda inside you.
No.
But what spurred the recent white hatred?
There's undue shenanigans. You know, online, in person, I have to address it. You don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And I have to point it out.
You don't stand for anything, you stand for you fall for everything.
I'm like the chose Malcolm X, you know.
Is that a modern adage right there?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, seriously, it's not anti-white people, it's anti-white privilege, you know what I mean?
That's right. I'm with that. Yeah. I don't have any privilege.
Well, see, the problem that I have, and I think Mickey has too, is that I'm still waiting for this white privilege to kick in.
Yeah, we've never seen white privilege. So, like, when people are like, oh, you got this, because you're white, we're like, we really don't, though. Like, maybe that happens in some instances, but for us, sure, it only happens.
Well, you guys aren't exactly trailer white trash. You know what I mean?
This happened a lot when we used to get picked on in school and stuff. Like, honestly, people were like, oh, well, fuck you, white boy, and blah, blah, blah. And we'd be like, whatever.
Cry me
like
a river.
You used to get picked on for being a white boy, too, and you're not even a white boy.
I know. Tell me about it. That's what
it's
I'm saying.
Like
I had a worse
world.
You.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, the thing about white privilege is that you guys aren't conscious of it.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. I'm very conscious of it because I've seen it happen to other people. You know, I've seen it happen. When two guys, a black guy and a white guy, have the same qualifications, you know, they had the same education, and they walk into a job interview, and the black guy is not considered just for no other reason than most likely he's black, well-spoken, educated, and same, you know, bullshit, just because whoever's there is white and they pick the white person. But, like, I'm still waiting for that to happen to me.
We're not naive to the fact that it happens. We're not naive to the fact that it exists. But it's like, literally never benefited either one of us. So it's hard for us to be, like...
Like, here's the thing. Like, when you,
on
you know,
behalf of white America,
part of,
then we've never benefited
part
from
of
it.
White privilege, part of white privilege is that you make... you make more money than minority, quote-unquote minorities.
Right.
You know, the
right.
other part of it is that you get harassed by the cops less than you do if you're a person of color. I've literally been harassed by the cops my whole life. My whole life I've been pulled over for nonsense. And
yeah,
put
I've
this,
been
like,
harassed
that's
my whole life, but I will never forget getting harassed in Bronxville, walking through the streets of Bronxville, to the point where we were, like, frisked on the street by Bronxville cops because they were convinced that, like, we were, like, doing something.
Well, that happened.
And it was funny because it was a black cop, and there's like literally like three black people.
He was
in
just
Bronx,
getting
so
you
it was
back.
Kind of funny
he was just
black
he was like,
well,
it's my turn. It's my turn.
If you guys were black, he would have beaten you and probably would have shot you. See, so there's what privilege right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that's the way
yeah,
to look at it. It could have been a lot worse. That's true.
And also, every job you ever had, you don't know if there was a black guy who interviewed right before or right after you. Who the
right.
you know the person was like
I know
yeah.
I know
new talking
know
white guy
can
interview
yeah
and having said that if you guys
I mean,
got off
okay.
your asses and had degrees you would definitely be
well that's just I think that's where it comes down to is that we we're too lazy to
right.
to achieve the white privilege.
Listen but
too
that's
lazy.
Not true because
right.
either one of us are too lazy we just don't. Want to deal with the bullshit. Like, listen, either one of us can
that's
go to
kind of the definition of lazy.
See, I don't think so. I think we just know that it's not, I don't want to say not worth it, but.
Well, I mean, I don't want
to
deal with the bullshit taking the trash out,
you
know what I mean? It's not worth it for me to go out there and sprain an ankle.
Here's the thing. I have never been in a position where I felt like someone was nicer to me because I was white. Never in my whole life. Or I got something because I was white. I don't get handouts from people. Like, I'm waiting for this white privilege, and it could very well be because I've never really dressed very well. You know, like, I've never really walked around in suits
I mean,
and really, really whited my...
Going back to what they're saying, I mean, it's possible that we're not appreciating what little privilege we receive. Like, I'm sure it could be a lot worse. So I guess on some level, we are receiving a privilege to some extent, but it's nothing like... That's so obvious that we're like, oh, yeah, that happened because we're white. Like, that has never happened.
Well, here's the thing.
But I'm sure there are
here's
very subtle things, very small things
Christy
that could have been a lot worse.
Christy, have you ever been beaten by the cops?
No, but I've been detained and, you know, talked to crazy and, you know, felt up or not felt, well, frisked or whatever. I just felt like this was unnecessary.
So, but so have I. I've had those exact same things happen to me.
You know,
yeah, but Mike,
but,
you the guy who did it to you, Mike, you paid him to dress up like a cop. So, yeah, man. She actually has a real cop fucking
well
look,
done.
Here's the thing. Christy is probably correct in saying that there may be things that I don't recognize that I'm you know, privileged for,
right.
but you know,
right.
I've never driven a brand new car, you know, and going through, I can at least say that I feel like I've been in a position where I can absolutely sympathize with people, with black people who've been in that area because
yeah.
I've
yeah.
driven through richer neighborhoods and been harassed because I'm not driving a nice car, you know, because
right.
I'm kind of a scumbag, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, like I said, like, a lot of it is very subtle. You don't pick up on it, and that's why people think, "Oh, that doesn't exist." You know what I mean? Because it's very.
But I do believe that exists. That's the difference. I believe 100% that exists because not
yeah,
only.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like either me or Mike are like oblivious to the fact that it's still out there.
Mm-hmm. Outright racism.
And
that
I've seen
either
it
one
happen.
Of us is. Yeah.
Ooh. Don't look at me, you scrabbit ass ape. Get out of here.
I just don't.
No.
I just don't think that I've had
trouble.
The opportunity to cash in on the white privilege like a lot of other people have.
No, you haven't
so, like,
taken full advantage of your whiteness. You need to,
you
need to, you know, like, say, for instance, I have a legitimate complaint. I get in touch with customer service, and because I'm a black woman, they automatically assume that I'm going to be angry or that I don't have a legitimate issue. With,
well, that's probably more because you're a woman than, you, than the fact that you're black.
No, they expect me to go off and, you know, cuss them out and be real ignorant and whatever. But a lot of times is that those confrontations that you do see, they didn't start that way. They got that way. You know what
right.
I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, service people do treat people a little differently. Like, oh, shit, here we go again. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's also like I think Mike and I are somewhat jaded by the fact that, like, we were literally – picked on growing up because we were white. Like, there was no other reason. Like, because we were the minority, and it's funny
because...
Well,
and then, you know, in fairness, you guys also were pussies, so that could have been...
See, we were. I'm not saying we weren't, but I'm saying, like, there were literally times where people would come up and be like, hey, white boy. Like, it had nothing to do with the fact that we were pussies and nothing we weren't pussies, so I'm just saying we were picked on because we were white, and so we... Like Mike was saying, we sympathize with minorities in a lot of instances because we were the minorities growing up. Like, we are not national minorities, but in our area, we were absolutely minorities. There were, like, 4% white people in Melbourne High School. Like, it doesn't get much more minority than that.
Right. Well, that's your fault for your parents being poor. And,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Your parents fucked up.
How is that my
fault?
That's my fucking parents' fault for being poor. It's not my fault.
I was going to say, listen, oh, my God. The amount of time, the amount of things I can blame on my parents, dude.
Yeah, right. You know what? I've embraced that. You know, as you know, the younger guy, I was like, you know, my parents did what they could. Nah, fuck that, man. I blame my parents now.
No, they didn't.
Right. Yeah, I know, totally.
I
mean,
get over it.
I love my parents, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, my God, you could have not have, like, put me under, like, you could not give me a bigger mountain
your
to climb.
Your dad spent too much time being an asshole, and his mom decided never to learn English. Like, those are
exactly.
Two things. If his dad stopped being a douchebag, and his mom maybe, you know, actually learned some English, they might have gotten a little farther. If his mom didn't fucking, you know, do Santeria sacrifices and shit, he probably would have gotten a little farther, and they would have gotten a little
farther.
Well,
you know
like,
what?
My mom decided to marry the first guy that asked her, even though she really didn't even like him. And she popped out 3 kids because she wanted kids so badly. If she maybe spent a little more time on her education, you know, and not married a fucking douchebag. I love Mick's mom, but Mick's dad probably should have never had children. Mick's dad shouldn't have had kids.
I think
it's one of those things where, like, I kind of feel like I want to blame my parents, but at the same time, like, they were just too, like, young and stupid. My mother was 21 when she had me. Like, that seems ridiculous. Like, what the fuck would your 21-year-old know about anything?
So why don't you blame her for having a kid? I mean, she should have scraped you out with a fucking coat hanger like I've tried to do.
Yeah, I guess.
I think my socioeconomic situation, like the way my parents were, like they were a little better off than your parents, but it still didn't stop, you know, the shitty circumstances of society.
Well, your mom is batshit crazy, so like that's not even.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even matter what
that's,
socioeconomic.
Tries to choke pregnant instead of helping them out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it
evens
out.
Maybe
you
think she was?
I still.
Chris, do you think she thought you were pregnant with the guy who pulled the knife on you, his baby, and that's why she thought it?
Honestly, my mom didn't give a shit about what was going on in my personal life to care, you know, to even ask. So, as far as that whole knife pulling out situation, my dad was the only one that was proactive about it and went over to try and, you know, beat his ass.
Ah, Papa. He's a good guy, that guy.
See, here's Louis's dad was way too concerned about probably his penis and his ego and just not doing the right thing. And Louis's mom is a sweetheart, but I know for a fact that your mom didn't take control of her destiny, so to speak. You know, like she could have fucking learned English. She could have done some shit. You know. And also, and you know, I mean, my mom cared way too much about having children. and not enough about maybe putting them in the right place to raise them, or to even, you know, have them have to be in a financial position to have them. Plus, my dad was a self-serving douchebag. You know, like there's you can't blame your whole life on your parents, but I mean your child.
Can't you though?
I just what are you gonna do? Well, yeah, I guess you can.
What do you mean you can't do that? I do it all the time.
No, I'm embracing that shit.
Yeah,
I'm taking the movement backwards is what I'm doing.
I think
Christy has like 8 siblings, and they each have a different father, I believe. I don't know how true this is, but
yes, it's awful. It's awful. I just found out that we all have different daddies.
Oh, damn.
I mean, you know, 2 of us were in question, and then to find out all 4 of us.
Damn.
You know what I mean? It's a little
all of you, all the father.
You know what I mean?
This is the kind of shit that makes me not, like, want to hang out with Christy, because I like to blame shit on my parents, and then I hear, like, Christy's background, and I'm like, my parents weren't the best.
No, I blame my mom. I blame everybody.
I'm not blaming your mom,
myself.
Too.
No, I blame all of
mom.
Your moms.
Right.
I blame all of you. All of your moms are lousy lays, by the way, so I blame them for that.
They are.
Well, mine
what
definitely
mean,
is
mom?
Now. She can barely move, but I mean, I don't know about back in the day.
Your mom was a firecracker. She was A1.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Possible.
All up in that ass.
She was down with the mouth skills. Show us, though.
Got that brain. She went to college.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Louis's dad is a mess. His 2 older brothers, especially the oldest one, is a mess. Like, my youngest brother is probably the most successful of all of us, but he might be gay, and nobody knows anything about him at all. Like, my younger brother
is an
enigma.
So he just, like, keeps himself?
Plus, he wears skinny jeans, too, so there's something else there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, he's gay.
You know what? My brother-in-law, you know, for some reason, the wife tried to set him up with a girl the other day, and he was like, no. So, I mean, people are, you know, if they bat left-handed, you know, this day and age, you can come out. It's okay. We love you.
Right.
Right. You know, I mean, my mom, my dad was a douchebag, and he didn't know what the fuck to do, and he didn't give a shit about anything. And then my mom married a cop who was just a raging asshole. Yeah, but, you know, my mom made some dumbass mistakes, because she was one of those people who just couldn't, like, handle the idea of being alone at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I mean, being alone is scary. And it's a legitimate fear, but it's no reason to go out and, you know, in a mad dash to try and find someone and have kids. Sometimes it's just not in your heart.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. I feel like being alone with kids would be scary, but, like, I've been alone forever, and I've never been, like, I'm going to end up alone. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I was always that right. I guess
story.
It's different for women and Mike.
Yeah.
Women and pussies like Mike.
I think it's more biological.
I've been alone for a long ass time, son. I'm alone all the time.
Alone, listless. Sorry.
Restless, otherwise empty room. All I have to say to women is ignore your clock.
Okay, you can stop.
You don't want the kids. They ruin your bladder. You sneeze. You pee a little. You don't want that.
I mean, you should see Christy's vagina now. It's like two sliced ham hocks slapping together whenever she takes off her underwear.
No, I had the surgery. I had the resuscitation surgery.
I mean, that shit is like you could. You ever see people like blowing in glasses to make like sound to make like music? Like that's if you blew into Christy's vagina, it would sound like a wind tunnel.
No,
I was
going to
say it would blow back at you.
I'm like a 12-year-old girl.
Christy has given birth to, like, 20 children. Christy, they all give